Hi, my name is Aiden Ashy. Today I'm going to wander down memory lane and recap the challenging season of the Harrisburg boys soccer team. Our season kicked off with our team being short in numbers, so short.
How short was it?
We were so short that we couldn't even field both a varsity and JV team. We were facing a 14-game schedule in a very short time frame, except that turned into a 28-game schedule for many of us, as we were playing both varsity and JV games against each opponent. We got a lot of experience and ran a lot of miles during this time. Reinforcements were added after the season got underway, as more players were convinced to come get their kicks with us. Therefore, we were able to field a JV team. This, however, was not the end of our difficulties this season. The biggest challenge was avoiding the trainer during practice and games. He was a very popular person on our team. The injury bug bit us before the season even started. Two of our players were sidelined for most of the season, one of them as a result of a serious car accident. Ankle, knee, and leg injuries were common as the minutes of playing time started adding up. One of our defenders suffered a knee injury, returned to action only to be sidelined by a concussion. Some even called him a slacker. Sometimes the names on the programs were wrong due to switching healthy players for injured players. The parents commented that our roster was like a revolving door. We often felt like goals were raining down on us. Through it all, though, we worked hard and preserved and managed to score a few goals of our own. We were even able to celebrate a victory. We actually won a game, which hasn't happened for the longest time. That victory was the first one in over 4 years for the soccer team. That was the highlight of our season. We won a game with not only a short roster, but with some short players as well. Our starting lineup consisted mostly of freshmen, oftentimes playing against bigger and older juniors and seniors. Speaking of seniors, we didn't have any of them on our team. One of our newest recruits had never played soccer before. He walked away with one of our Rookie of the Year awards. Another Rookie of the Year winner happened to be a seventh grader, of which we had two on our high school team. Young and inexperienced players had a hard time matching up against the other teams in the area, but next year they will be back bigger and better. We finished the hard-fought season with a 1-win, 13-loss record. This doesn't sound very impressive to most people, but to our team, it gives us hope for the future. With the experience gained from this season, we look forward to continued improvement. Tune in later, as only time will tell what the upcoming season will bring.